This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Here's something nuts. Alex Nedeljkovic is 8 months younger than Tristan Jarry. He's younger than Jarry. Do you think of him that way? Did you even know this? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. Penguins versus Predators tonight. You don't need me to tell you what's on the line. 7:08 p.m. face-off at PPG Paints Arena. Yet another in a seemingly endless string of do-or-die games. And of course, the one game that didn't produce a point Saturday against the Bruins could have been potentially the die game. For all we know, it could be the die game. Because it dropped them back, everybody else won. And now, even if the Penguins went out, both against the Predators and the Islanders, they're not assured of anything. Well, except for one thing. They have their goaltender. They have their goaltender of the present. They have their goaltender of the future, if they're smart enough to sign him. Nedeljkovic, of course, was here on a one-year contract, close to minimum pay, while Tristan Jarry got himself the $27 million over 5 years. And I don't care. I don't care who was designated the number one goaltender. I don't care who was paid like the number one goaltender. All that matters is who has performed, who has come with the poise and the professionalism of a number one goaltender. And that's been Ned. It's been Ned from day one. Yeah, Jarry's had some good games. Jarry's had a good run there at one point earlier this season. And the two of them together, and this is to both of their credit, coexisted and continue to coexist beautifully. If you saw that scene when Ned was pulled after the third Boston goal, Ned skated right to Jarry. He didn't go running down the tunnel. He didn't go smashing stuff. He went right to Jarry and said something to him. Now, I'm not privy to what that was, but you could tell from Jari's reaction that he appreciated it before he went out to the crease himself. You don't let Ned go. You don't let someone with that competitive spirit, coupled with, you know, good goaltending, walk away. You just don't do it. And I have a strong feeling you'll see Kyle Dubas see it the same way come this summer. But that's not what we're here to talk about today, is it? No. Ned needs to play tonight. Ned needs to start tonight. The last thing you can do, and this is the part where I get a little bit mean, but whatever, is put Jarry out there in some must game. In some game where all the stakes are at their very highest, because there's now a pretty significant set of precedents for what he does in those situations, going even beyond passing the puck right up the middle to Josh Bailey. He's not dependable, he's not reliable, and he's not a difference maker. He's never been a difference maker other than in a handful of select games, and I mean really select, where he's facing another team's superstar goaltender. For whatever reason, that seems to rev him up, especially on the road. But he wins, he beats Connor Hellebuck, he beats Andrei Vasilevsky, he beats Sergei Bobrovsky, he beats the guys who come with that reputation, and he'll beat them head-to-head. Well, okay, Juuse Saros is at the other end. And also, that doesn't matter and shouldn't matter. Two, another reason he shouldn't get the nod. He's got, and this isn't a criticism, this is just out of fairness, he's got a ton of rust to work off. And this isn't someone who's operated on a backup's biorhythm for any length of time. He's basically been, if you think about it, a designated starter for a long while now. And you're going to throw him out there like that, I think, still ice cold, even though he got a period and a half in the other day, and expect him to be razor sharp. No, that's just not going to happen. And the third thing is, and this really has nothing to do with Jari, Ned's earned it, man. He got you here. He got you here. I don't want to say Ned carried the Penguins to this point. I would assign that more to a certain centerman. I don't even want to say he's one of the top two or three reasons that you got to this point, but you wouldn't have gotten here without him. He still would have been the Jenga puzzle piece that came out and had the whole thing topple. The players at various points in that 8-0-3 streak played their best defense of the season in front of him, played their best hockey of the season in front of him, were the NHL's highest scoring team over that 11-game span. If you want to talk about whether or not he's fatigued, whether it's physically or mentally, he and I had a conversation the other night. He's fine. He's fine. He admitted he didn't feel his best in the game against the Red Wings. But look, he also had extensive time in the minor leagues where he would be a lot busier than this. He can handle it, and he should handle it. Look at it another way. There's two games left. The only thing you're assured of in this moment is that there are two games left. You're going to get rest. You can get it after that. You don't think Sid's fatigued. You don't think Gino's fatigued. You don't think Tanger's fatigued. You don't think Erik Karlsson's fatigued. They all are to varying degrees. None of them are getting benched over it. They're all part of this as well. Ned needs to be in net tonight. Ned needs to be in net for the foreseeable future. When we come back, J1Q.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's J1Q comes from Rich, who says, DK, I admit I have my doubts after the Boston game. I still believe we need a lot of prayers to make it. But there's one entity here that, like you, allows me to believe that this can still happen. Maybe we all forget the one person we shouldn't. As you've said often, never take him for granted. As long as 87 wears black and gold, the Penguins have a shot. The only athlete I can think of who I've seen be as intensely competitive as Sid was Michael Jordan. If the hockey gods are on our side and Sid has his way, I still believe anything can happen within the next few days. Rich, I've had a little bit of a running, I don't know if you want to call it a joke or whatever, but like a running thing with Sid. Sid's, as you might know, the most superstitious person on the planet. And you'll notice that I didn't even hedge that. I didn't say one of or anything like that. He's insane with this stuff. So I keep saying to him after games, you're going to make the playoffs. You're going to make the playoffs. And as I walked past him the other night, this was after the Boston game, I said, you're still going to make the playoffs. And he kept coming back with the same answer. I'm not going to share what it is until if and when they do make the playoffs. And I see what he does. And I see what he goes through, whether it's on the ice or especially off the ice, to continue willing this franchise to being in a place where he's accustomed to having it be. He and a lot of other guys who've been there in that room for a long time aren't cozy with this concept. Yes, could they have played a lot harder and could they have gotten a lot of other stuff done earlier in the season? Yeah, there'll be time enough for regrets and finger wagging and whatever else later. This isn't that time, in my opinion. I'm looking at what they're doing now. I respect it. I appreciate it. I applaud it. I think they've been outstanding. I think they've brought back a measure of respect to this franchise that was really beginning to erode in a great hurry as recently as a month ago. I think that's vital for the Pittsburgh Penguins to have moving forward. I think they'll look back on this month, no matter how things turn out, as a positive because they were able to reclaim some amount of that. Problem is, Rich, yeah, you know the problem. The Red Wings get the Habs twice. That's all that has to happen here. We can get into any of the 50 billion formulas that are floating around out there, and it all still comes down to the Red Wings getting the Habs twice. Now, can the Habs beat Detroit or steal some of those points from Detroit? I mean, yeah, sure. It's a professional hockey team. You know, one of those games is going to be in Montreal. I'm sure nobody who's associated with that franchise enjoys being embarrassed or belittled, certainly not on home ice. If you think that you and the rest of the Penguins fan base are tough on them, oh my goodness. Spend a couple of days up there during hockey season. Nothing like it. But then, you know, it's not just them. Capitals got to lose. I don't think the Flyers do. In fact, I know that the Flyers don't. There's a bit of a misnomer that the Penguins are chasing the Flyers. Penguins have a game in hand on Philadelphia, so they still control their own destiny against the Flyers, not against anybody else. I think you can forget about the Islanders, even with the teams meeting head-to-head on Wednesday. But the rest of this, yeah, the math is really, really daunting. I sensed late Saturday night that the home team was aware of that afterward, but they're going to keep themselves in denial right up until, you know, it were to actually happen, meaning the elimination. But again, we'll save all that. This show doesn't go anywhere. We're going to be here whether they're eliminated or not. We've got all off season to get into that stuff. Right now, all that matters for the Pittsburgh Penguins is to beat the Nashville Predators tonight at PPG Paints Arena. I appreciate the outreach there, Rich. I appreciate everybody who listens to Daily Shot of Penguins, and we will do another one of these tomorrow.